Writing is words that stay. Never have wiser words been spoken by a puppet in a fantasy movie. Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal, as it happens. Everything about which I've forgotten, except for those words. Ever since the first stylus was pressed into the first slab of clay, creating words that stay has driven new forms of invention. Writing and technology have always gone hand in hand. Whether facilitating the mechanics of writing or aiding its dissemination, technology from the quill to the printing press has always been an ally of the writer's craft. Yet now, as I sit at my laptop, which bristles with software that can ready my words for printing, format them into an ebook, or send them out in seconds to my readers, I find myself increasingly at war with the tools of my trade. The extraordinary facilities it offers me and the endless doors it opens have turned my two-dimensional screen into a version of Borges's library, whose labyrinthine depths require powers of self-discipline to control. Hovering behind the next keystroke, the internet frequently swallows me in fathomless oceans of research, making curiosity the enemy of my work. And to make matters worse, the machine has now learnt to fight back. Interactivity, I would argue, has been a disaster for writers. Famously susceptible to procrastination, writers are avid for distraction, which the new technologies all too readily provide. The itch for stimulation is far too easily scratched with social media, while marketing-savvy publishers are all too eager to nudge writers down that particular black hole. The irrecoverable hours that are spent there are more mood-altering than any substance and take you miles from your work. Worse, the passions they release can all too easily descend into argument, with online trolling its most invidious form. And yet, in the shadow of COVID, never have I been more grateful for technology's tools. Video courses related to the profession of writing, online meetups for authors, book launches in faraway cities, none of them would have been possible without technology's aid. Never has it been easier to teach and be taught, to link up with distant colleagues, to listen live to conversations with exponents of our craft. Technology reminds us that even if we live remotely, we are still part of a literary world. Moreover, when I click out of that Zoom meeting, cease scrolling through Facebook and Twitter, and finally get back to the keyboard, I am eternally grateful for what else technology can do. The software at my fingertips allows me to restructure and edit my writing, to check for synonyms and correct my spelling with an ease denied those forebears who illuminated their manuscripts with quills. Yet despite its benefits, I cannot help wondering how far technology shapes our writing, whether it's the expression of or the extension of one's mind. I may have to take desperate measures, like browser-blocking software, to stop myself using my writing tools for yet another distraction, like investigating just how far the new technology is both friend and enemy in the production of words that stay.